Epilogue. Oliver Higgins, Jennifer Stone, and Dev Cooper stood in a small room inside the project labs, looking down at the battered body of Lieutenant Donovan Steele. The damage was staggering, but he was still alive, though he did not know they were there. He was on downtime. When they had picked him up, he was despondent and almost incoherent. He kept mumbling at them to leave him alone, to let him lie there, to go away and let him die. "You can fix him, can't you?" Higgins said. Jennifer Stone sighed and compressed her lips in a tight grimace. "Yes, we can fix him," she said, "but it'll take a while, and it's going to cost... I don't know if we've got enough left in our budget to cover the expense." "You let me worry about that," said Higgins. "I'll find the money somewhere. Just get him back together. I don't care what it takes." "You're the boss," she said. "I'll start assembling the team. I've managed to recover most of Gates' records. If it isn't all there, there's enough to get the job done and maybe even make a few improvements. You give me enough time and enough money, and I'll have him back as good as new."
"I doubt it," said Dev Cooper.
"Why?" asked Higgins, frowning at him. Cooper looked a wreck, but for a change, for the first time in a long time, he was sober. His hands still trembled, and his body still had a long way to go to recover from what he had put it through, but he swore that if it killed him, he would never take another drink again.
"As good as new," said Dev. "He killed the man who was once his partner and his best friend. He lost his son again, probably for good this time, and to watch his daughter die. You really think you can get him back as good as new?"
"We'll get him back," said Higgins.
"He'll survive it." "I wish I could be as sure as you are," Dev said. "But I'm not. I'm no longer sure of anything."
"I'll have you back as good as new as well before I'm through with you," said Higgins. "I'm going to need you, Cooper. But I don't need you maudlin and suffering DTs. It may not be as easy as it will be with Steele, because I can't have you reprogrammed, but I'll do my best. I figure I owe you at least that much."
"What do you mean, reprogrammed?"
Dev asked. "He doesn't have to live with the kind of massive guilt you're talking about," said Higgins. "We can make him forget. Forget his ex-wife. Forget Jason. Forget Corey. Forget Stalker. Forget he had to do what he did. Just wipe the slate clean."
"You can't do that," Dev said.
"I think we can," said Jennifer. "We've learned a lot about the engram matrix since Gates first assembled it. If we know what we're looking for, we should be able to isolate specific memory engrams and block them."
"You can't," said Dev, astonished at their attitude. "You don't have that right."
"Well, you're the psychotherapist, doctor," Higgins said. "You tell me. If you had the choice between removing a patient's pain or forcing him to live with it and suffer for the rest of his life, what would you do?"
"It's not that simple,"
Dev said. "It is for me," said Higgins. "When we bring him back online, he won't remember any of this. There's no reason why he should. And if I'm ever going to get the project back on track again, I'm going to need him at 100%. We'll let him forget. He won't know what happened."
"He'll have gaps," said Dev. "Gaps in his life he won't be able to account for. You can't just block important memories like that. Besides, Raven will know. And Ice will know. I'll know."
"Yes. But you won't tell him," Higgins said. "And neither will they."
"You're so damn sure of yourself, aren't you?" Dev said. "Only you're forgetting one thing. The backup matrix. The other Steel. The one that left my apartment through the phone lines and integrated with the copy you had. He'll know. He's here somewhere. Probably listening to every word we're saying. And you can't even find him. What are you going to do about him?"
Higgins took a deep breath and let it out slowly. "I don't know. At least, not yet. But I can do something about this Steel. When it comes to the Matrix, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Don't worry. We'll find it. And we'll get it back under control."
"Maybe," said Dev. "But what if it finds you first?"
They stared at him.
"It can travel through the power lines," said Dev. "It can go anywhere through those phone circuits. And that means it can go just about anywhere it wants to. Think about it.
He walked out and softly closed the door. The end.